the negativity went from point A to point B to let me know where the problem was from. And ever since I hung out with Lisa, I've had this bullshit. But the way I see it, unless you want crooked cops fucking killing your kids, like fucking Crystal had to go through, or like targeting your fucking girlfriends and putting their hands in vice grips and torturing and raping them, that's the problem with going out with me. Is I don't really need these things for nobody, and it would break my heart to see if it happened to somebody again. And I wouldn't want to see it happening to you. And the only person that can protect themselves, and with Angelique, she didn't. She didn't fucking break. And Crystal, she did, but she paid the price for it. I'd literally go to the store and come back, and she'd be beaten up. And if we asked her what happened, she would tell me it was invisible people, or somebody with a mask, or just the bullshit, right? So it's like you can't even fucking turn your back on nobody, just to, for a moment. Otherwise, these fucking people come from somewhere and do this. Who would they be? I used to blame RA, but then Diamond sent all these hawks down to tell me that, no, I'm trying to help you. It's cops, he told me, Diamond. So he told me to keep in touch, but it's crooked cops that are doing this, is what he's trying to tell me. But he didn't tell me from his mouth, so it's hard for me to fucking figure out what it is.
Maybe it is crooked cops because the cops try to stop me.
I know it's crooked cops because one of the crooked cops is in the house. Yeah.
Yeah, they pulled me over. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, a month ago, actually.
What were they saying? Around here?
I'm wondering why I, like, sped up on the bike to jump out of the way. I jumped out of the way because I seen these bright lights coming up behind me. So, of course I'm going to jump out of the way, right? Like, we wouldn't jump out of the way of the vehicle that's speeding up behind them like that. I jumped out of the way and, I didn't know they were following me for that long, but they followed me literally from here all the way back to Mike's apartment.
From this house?
Yeah. They literally, it was fucked up the way they do that thing. Because they asked me, they're like, what are you doing? What's your name? And they told them my name. I told them I have my ID if you want to see my ID. So I showed them my ID and they were like shocked that I had like no warrants. I had nothing out. I don't even have a record. They're shocked about that.
I don't have anyone someone either.
And then, literally, like, I was, like, trying to find DJ kind of that night. But, they pulled me over on 110 after they made me stand there for a couple minutes just to search my name, see if I had any warrants and shit. They, let me go. Because they, like, the guy looked directly at my face. He's like, hit him on the back and just looked at me. Like, it's kind of weird. He's like asking me what I'm doing. So I'm just trying to find my one friend outside right now. Kind of lost it earlier. And then they let me go, whatever. And I was going down 153rd Street, straight down 153rd Street. After 107, they were waiting there on the first block on 153rd Street. Take 153rd Street straight down from here. After 107, they were waiting at the first block. After 107, they were waiting. And then I kept going and I cut left real quick down towards 151 Street where I was heading. And then next thing you know, I didn't know where those cops went. Next thing you know, there's cops sitting outside the apartment building that I was going to.
Yeah, they probably,
that's the creepy part, but
they could have been like listening to your phone and you might have said the direction you're going in. I've had that happen to me. So they're waiting at the locations you're going to. Because you can't talk around phones, you know. Or you can't talk in this kitchen, for example. You also can't talk in Angelique's chick kitchen because they tap and bug all these places, right? With these stupid light bulbs that listen. Yeah, but they'll have somebody come in and change it back. I've had that happen. When I say Crystal knows I didn't hurt the kids, I'll tell you what she was, why she knows that. It's because the kids are telling me this is what kind of shit's going on. She's had three boyfriends in the past, all of them saying that they're their real dad. And the last one, I think, or the last two, both saying their name was Calum. And then they said the last boyfriend who was mean to them had red hair, but he was shorter with glasses. And my two oldest kids were like, don't worry, Dad, no matter what they say, we'll always know who you actually are. They can never convince us that they were our real dad. And I'm thinking, were they grooming them by getting these kids to get hurt by these people, tell them that they're their real dad, and then even going as far as the last one saying that his name's Calum? You know what I mean? Thinking they could fool them. You know what I mean? This is the kind of shit that was going on. And then one of the people that was in the house with Crystal was a crooked cop, right? Because he was later one of the arresting officers when I got caught with a handgun. You know? That's the kind of shit I gotta deal with.
Yep. Can you use some dope for me?
Yep.
You can? Okay, sure. Okay, let me tell when you go to the store, you can go to the store and borrow me $20.
Fuck.
Okay. I was gonna go return my phone, but I'm not going to right now, I guess.
Okay.
Eventually I will. So okay. You can get it for sure?
Yeah, what kind of dope you want me to get you?
Down. Yeah? Yeah, that's yeah. Good. Okay, that's cool.
What's that? You can get it? Do you want to do it?
Okay.
Okay. Might do that. I might not want to deal with Angelique at all.
Why?
Yeah, sometimes I'm just like that.
This
is weird. The shit that I've seen the last 2 years, Kieran, is more brutal than anything I've seen up until that point in my life. The shit that's been going on behind closed doors that I can't see, couldn't imagine. Told all my headaches are coming from? JP comes and takes me a picture of somebody and he says that me and my crew killed this guy. And I did it personally. And that's what their beef is.
Thing is, now and then I still see a vehicle come around me all the time. Like, I see a vehicle, I've seen a couple days ago. No, it was on Christmas Day I seen it.
The moral of the story is a picture of the person they showed me, I'd never seen in my life. So why would they say that if you think it was me who killed them? Doesn't add up, right? Maybe they're going to frame me up for something I didn't do. Maybe that's what the deal is. They will do that to get control of you.
Did you already go to that pawn shop?
No, I got to go still.
Are you already gone?
No, I'm going to go.
Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Maybe you can take someone else for you for me.
Sure.
Do you have an extra hood? Yeah. I got it for like $198, I think, but I got one back in it.
It's not major though. So it's an S 150, right? I'm picking up 198.
Can you see the crack?
A little bit, not really though, right? Unless you kind of turn it. I can't really see.
Wonder if they'll still take it?
You can't really know unless you know, right?
Okay. Fucking cunt, motherfucker, man.
I fucked up when I put my SIM card in.
Princess, shut the fuck up.
Talking your shit.
You're acting
crazy. Why?
Princess? I don't know why. She must be fucking acting crazy. You don't have to ask me.
I'm trying to call my mom so I say don't fucking ask.
You're a bunch of cunts. It's okay. Kind of clumsy today. No big deal.
Jacked
his chick's cab, and
though
you have long, she's like waiting at the
Walmart for her cab. I jacked her cab, and though she's like blacking out and shit, like
getting real mad. Still, they
still jumped in her cab. Probably helping her. It's fucking funny. It's like, lady, you need to relax. I jumped in the fucking cab. That cabbie drove me around all night last night. All night, but had one. My baby daddy left me locked inside. Bought him a coffee at McDonald's too, so. Yeah, I bought the cabbie the fucking coffee. I didn't even get his number either. Fuck the shit about his number.
See, that's the thing too about all this shit. It leaves me feeling like I'm in a coma. Because all this shit that happens, everybody talking to me, not saying you, but they tell me these, like, drastically, deviantly fucking deceptive lies, and then they live this fucking lie out in front of me. But only in front of me. And everybody does that to me. Like, a lot. Most of the people around me are telling me a lie. What's that about, eh, Kira? That's why I think I'm in a coma. We lost your shit?
Not really.
Is this just here?
That's just there, yeah. You can sit in that chair over there.
I thought I gave you guys a pipe.
Huh?
I thought I gave you guys a pipe.
Oh, maybe it's still in there, man. It seemed to burn fucking shit up real quick.
I gave you guys a bat this morning, didn't I?
Pretty sure you did.
Cleaned it.
Does this, thing, does this thing have any power?
No, it's dead.
Well, it's been dead that far, actually.
Couldn't clean it.
For a while.
No, the propane?
Yeah, by the way, I got another heater.
Oh, yeah?
A heater that might work for maybe upstairs, downstairs. It's like, you know those big ones that you see on the decks that they have, like, little...
Oh, yeah.
But I got a miniature one, a small one, like, maybe about this big.
Yeah, I got that one that Deb left at Angelique's.
So is that the fucking...
It's like a tall one. Probably fit in the house, though.
No, a tall one would do no good, because it would cut off, like, a lot of gas and shit. Do you save with any propane heater? Actually, any propane heater is...
I got a little sunflower thing that hooks up to the propane, and then it heats the place up real quick.
Like, yeah, propane isn't good, because that's propane that you know I had a heart attack too, because you and Dev. We had like one of those tall fucking for paintings, the tall ones or whatever. We had it hooked up to one of those sunflower heaters, but it was like junior painting.
Yeah, he told me about that, and it was like flame throwing all the time.
He used to scare me all the fucking time with that. I used to get really
so that means it was leaking. That's not good.
He used to fucking scare me all the time with it, man. I used to freak out every time he turned it on. Every time it started shooting flames and shit, I used to freak out.
Yeah, it's like, he shouldn't do that. It's stupid.
I used to freak out all the time over it, and he used to just laugh at me pretty much. I'm like, don't do that. It's fucking bad, bro. Even Rob Megan would freak out too over that, because they would come down to the store. The one day, Dev got picked up from the cops, they followed me all the way down 111th Avenue, because I got arrested 2 weeks before he got picked up. I got arrested for fucking no backlight on my bike.
Really?
Isn't that stupid? Yeah, I got pretty taken long. Into the West End Division or whatever, and then, they, followed me or whatever that one night, straight to Dev, because I met Dev in front of, like, the first store down here or whatever. He went up ahead because he took all the bags and stuff. And right before 124th, the bike path or whatever, I seen a bike flip and I seen cop lights on and shit. So I was like, fuck, don't let that be Dev. Please don't let that be Dev. So I go up behind the cop. The cop didn't hear me sneaking up behind him. I was like, hi. And he's like, hold. Like, he freaked, like I scared him or whatever. Like, he jumped up and was like, holy.
What's he so paranoid for?
I don't know.
Skittish cops for some reason.
And then, I was like, I just need to get my keys and my bread and stuff that he has, that he took. And then they asked if they were allowed to, like, give me the keys to the storage or whatever, and my bags or whatever that he was carrying for me.
Yeah.
Like, they had to wait for the sergeant or whatever to get to that spot or whatever. There's, like, a lot of cops that came there that night, too. Dev got released the next day.
Yeah.
But Dev got released like the next morning or whatever. That was pretty cool how that shit went down. But also within the time he was gone, Megan and Rob come to the storage and just jack him for his like Dyson fucking vacuum and shit and some other stuff. It's pretty funny. I didn't know that they were going to come there and do that. I didn't know Rob was going to come there in Dallas to come there together and like, fucking start going through his whole storage and tracking his shit. I'm like, holy fuck, you're going to give me shit, man. They're only looking for one thing. I didn't think they were going to do that.
Wow.
I'll pass. Pixel. So. I gotta hit the road. That's all I gotta do.
Yeah. That's the stuff you gave me.
If you need some drinks, I got a 40 and a half downstairs.
Okay. I'm gonna buy more mix.
Yeah, I have to get some mix. It's, I got some mix for it, but.
I gotta buy mix, and then I gotta buy smokes.
I gotta go to the store.
I just drank this morning until I passed out on the floor, and I woke up and my foot was frozen.
How'd your window break?
I was trying to insulate it with snow. But the thing was already broken anyhow. It was just kind of barely hanging in there. So it being minus 40 didn't help, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I went to the front and I've seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty out, that's for sure. I can't even tell. Anymore.
I didn't even think it was as cold as it was on like Christmas Day.
It was pretty shitty.
I don't think it was as cold. I was able to actually lock
so
it out.
So we rolled the fucking across the street from my mom's house.
Oh yeah?
On Christmas night. I was just having a cigarette and I heard him come out.
Yeah. Someone was robbing them.
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Robbing them for what? Christmas spirit?
I don't know. They got a good one because they're like, oh, we need to go find some bitches now. I know this shit.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, and then they said Mrs. Chisney and I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
That's
they're like, yeah, because Tiffany's busy. And I was like, what the fuck?
Was it crushed from your mom's?
Yeah.
Okay. What were they robbing?
The community hall.
The fuck did you even get there?
Because, like, people go skating, other people rent the hall all the time, right? I don't know
if they would have come get there, but they got something good.
I don't know. Stereo equipment or something.
Is that my phone?
Playing music?
No, I'm waiting for some video. Oh, I'm gonna call my parents.
I don't hear phones.
I have pictures in my room, but of course he has my purse.
Who does?
My ex.
Really?
My ex-spouse.
He's got your purse?
Yeah.
He's slinging a purse nowadays?
No, I left it in his one vehicle.
Tell him that I want a picture of him with his purse.
Yeah. I left it in my vehicle because it's broken now.
Can I use that thing for a second?
Oh, that's my phone.
That's your phone?
Yes.
Charlie's
gonna be
there
calling me. He's calling. Hello? Hello? Yes, my boy. What's wrong, my boy? Hello? What's wrong? Why can't I talk to your dad? Why won't your dad talk to me? Okay. Kristen, just talk on the fucking phone. What the hell is going on, man? Like, why do you keep getting Nathaniel to do that? Preston. I know you want to call me too, because I know you miss me, okay? So just tell me what's up, like, what the fuck? Yes, you do. I know fucking damn well you do. Like, how? You're fucked. But anyways, did you let him play his new games? Did he get you to use his new headset I bought him? Isn't that cool? Yeah, I know. Nathaniel was talking about how he wanted to talk on the mic or whatever with other people on the game or whatever. So. What? Why the fuck do you have to talk like that? Like, who gives you the right to even do that, man? No one, like, I will get... Who's Amber? You mean my auntie Amber, the one that used to go out with Corey? Yeah, your cousin. So, how are you even talking here? Sure. As if. I don't think she would. My grandma says she will. My grandma says she'll take my daughter. So, I don't even get why the... Like, why can't you just shut up and wait until I'm fucking done dealing with that shit? Yeah. Why? Like, what's so hard about interacting with the baby? That's what I don't get, why you have such a hard time. Maybe it's because of how far gone I am. Maybe that's why.
What if your phone would work on that?
You're
one?
Not even like me at all, though.
What if your phone would work on that screen?
I don't know. There's lots of apps.
You ain't even close to me like me. I know it is. Trust me, I know. I'm gonna wash them for a year on my own, remember? I had to take my kid to school all the time, and then I had to leave her at home by herself. Well, why the hell do you have to do this shit now? Like, why would you even volunteer to do it in the first place before you continue to do it? I really hope you're not talking to social workers about any of this shit. Like, did you sign them back on your care again? Like... Okay, well, you better not do that. Okay, if I come back there again, are you gonna call the cops on me again, or what? Because you keep calling the cops on me every time I'm around there, so why the hell, why would I come back there? Well then what the fuck am I supposed to do then? Like, how do you expect anything to work out? And then how are you not talking to the social workers if you're saying that to me? What? Because I don't feel like that with her. I don't feel like, you don't even understand. Like, you don't understand shit because you're fucking retarded. While she obviously loves you lots, and she's like always saying, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. She doesn't even say Mom, she only says Daddy. How do you not care, man? Fuck, you're just ignorant. Are you still drinking or what? Because your drinking is getting in the way of everything, right? Is that what you do? Is that what you do? That's what you do. That's what you just said. That's what you do. Fucking homo. You're fucking homo. Oh yeah, okay then. Okay then, Thurston. I wish I could do that. Only. Just shut up. Wait, when do you plan on doing this? Oh, you might. Oh, he called me 7 times. And so many times he called me. And my phone is the ringer's been on. You know, he called me 7 times.
You know, Jennifer, you can go get the down as well, you know. You're getting it from the same person.
Andre?
Yeah. You can come with me if you want.
Yeah, she's on phone. Does she have a phone now?
She's always had a phone. She's had a phone as long as I've known her, same number.
She said she didn't have a phone last time I was there.
It's because she's an insane person, and she always says things that are the opposite of the truth. She's a Satanist. So if she's telling you something or doing something, she means the opposite. Every time. Religiously. So she's like, if I love you, that means she hates you, and she wants to kill you. She doesn't say that too often, so she's hateful. And like, she's yelling and spitting at people, and like, hating on them. That means she cares about them, I think. She must like Kira too, because she's like tried to fight her and shit. That's her way of saying. That's her way of saying she cares. If she tries to fight you, that means she really likes you.
This fucking bullshit, dude. Hurry up.
Because they're backward Satanists. They have to do this religiously, right? If they're not even fighting you and they're like really nice right off the bat, don't trust that. Then you know they don't like you. That's why I can't get answers out of her. That's why I'm like, who put your hands in the fucking vices? When you ask Angelique.
I tried to go like a brighter red. Because I want to do black.
But you didn't go brighter.
I thought red. Yeah, black would should work. But I tried one later and get you first.
But yeah, that's why when I'm like telling her, like, you tell me who put your hands in the vice and I'll fucking stop it. She's like, to herself, she's thinking, fuck that shit. This is the good stuff. I mean, this is what I need. I ain't gonna get that shit stopped. I have no idea who did it, Kay.
That color
and then this color.
That color. Jennifer, you wanna know who else is like that? Crystal. I go to this fucking gang house, right? She tells me these guys beat me up and gang raped me. I'm like, so you're pretty struck up about this. Did you want me to do something about it? Maybe get you out of here? She's like, no. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, well, I think they're going to gang rape and fucking me pretty soon the way the fucking one guy's talking. So I'm not going to stick around. You sure you don't want to come? Why would I want to go? Well, because they beat you up and gang raped you. Oh, no, I'm staying. Oh, see, Satanists backwards, right? Then she ends up fucking stabbing one of them, smashing a bottle, stabbing another one of them, and they're all cleaning up behind her. Like high-ranking gang members. I'm like, what the fuck are they catering to you for? Then she goes and they take spray paint swastikas on their fucking living room walls, calls them all rapist chugs, and leaves. I'm thinking, Crystal, nobody's going to believe that out of all the people there that were native, that the native chick did it. They're going to think Kay did it, okay? And that's what the fucking rumor's going to be. So thanks for that. So now I got the president of RA thinking that Caleb's pissed off and racist towards him now. And on a bad one. Because of Satanists. Okay? Just being satanic. That's their way of saying they care, I guess, right? Stab you in the neck, spray paint swastikas on your wall, and piss on your carpet. That means they really like you. She even described this to me once. She's like, yeah, I knew this girl who had a crush on a guy in college, and she was a real Satanist. So therefore, she was an asexual. So she's like a plant. She doesn't believe in procreation or nothing to do with life. So she doesn't have sex. So she's definitely not going to hit on the guy. And then she like makes hexes on him, and like curses him and tries to ruin his life. She even slashes his tires when he parks in the parking lot. And he's like, doesn't know what this girl's targeting him for. But she has a crush on him as a Satanist, right? She's showing him how much she cares, right? He's like getting a fucking witness protection and getting a restraining order and trying to move out of town. But that's how much she loves him, right? For safety, yeah. Go in numbers. Good call.
Okay. She would get mad, though.
Bring a gun.
Because she does get mad that I'm here sometimes. Like, last time I was there, she's like, oh, whatever, put over the main thing.
What?
She'll get mad at you then. Yeah.
See, why she broke up with her ex is because he was a Satanist too, right? He sells me a gun, and he does this to it. Chops it all into pieces. Satanist. I'm like, what good is the gun when it's in pieces, Martin? How the fuck did you find it? After a month after he sold it to me. What a little cunt. Then he gives it to me, all taped up and loaded. Here, I got your shotgun back. Do you want to take it home? I'm like, I'll just take this part. This is the only part I need, Martin. I said, I'll get it back together. And then he comes over here, punches out the old man, right? And starts going out with my ex. That's when it occurred to me, Jennifer. My ex's ex went out with my ex. This guy is going out with my ex, and now I'm going out with his ex. This has been going on like this forever. Who the fuck is arranging this shit? Because it's sure the fuck ain't me, because I even like make sure I'm like, whoa, I see the pattern here. There's no way I'm going out with this chick now. And I'll like avoid her and like not crack to that person no more. And then ended up in, you just end up in bed with them one day, and it's like, how the fuck did I not avoid this? I seen it coming. I knew what the fuck was going on to a degree. I made sure that I avoided that person as to not fucking sleep with them or go out with them. And the longest I've, after a year, somehow it fucking plays out that way. It's like, it's almost like you have no control of yourself anymore. So that's why sometimes it'll be like, or what's her face? It's like, oh, why'd you sleep with Kira? I'm like, listen, I had no fucking choice. So don't even be fucking mad about it, okay? You know, like, don't you know the deal? And they look at me like I'm retarded. But if they knew the fucking life I'd live to get that way, they would understand I'm not retarded at all, Jennifer. It's like, whatever you do, you already know what you're going to do. And there's nothing you can do about it, even if you don't want to do it. Imagine that. It's like, okay, I'm not gonna do this. I'm not going to sleep with that person. I'm not even going to talk to them or go near them. It's only so long before they make you do it, right? So then you think to yourself, okay, I did it once, I don't have to do it anymore, right? I can walk away. Then that's up for debate. So I'm not trying to be a Satanist or like try to force you to be one, right? I mentioned this, I'm like, well, why can't I be asexual, right? They're like, oh, that's just a myth. What do you mean it's a myth? About the chick in college who's an asexual. Well, the whole story's made up, they said, about that chick. We don't even know her. She's not an actual Satan. Satans have orgies and shit. I'm like, oh, so now they have orgies. So they never give you straight answers neither, right? You meet Sandra yet?
Who?
Sandra.
Sandra?
Yeah. Skinny chick, blonde hair, real witchy.
I don't know. I used to have my best friend's name was Sandra, but I'm not going to do
her anymore. Well, if you meet this one, it's a good sign that you're in too deep if you're talking to her. She's another person I try to, like, avoid, but I couldn't.
I thought my old best friend was sleeping with my kid's dad, so I fucking stopped talking to her.
Yeah, but maybe he had no choice. Do you ever consider that?
Yeah.
That shit happens. It sucks. Because it's like, you think that you're going to do everything to avoid it. Just like, here's an example. I start doing this research on mind control, because I noticed it like seemed like people were doing that. So as I'm researching it, I'm looking on the internet, and I noticed they use a lot of LSD and electroshock therapy on these people that they're doing these experiments on in the 50s, right? Within a week, I'm on acid in my room getting electrocuted on an electric bed. And if you wanted to ask how I ended up in that situation, it's because the power box got wrapped around the leg of the bed, and the bed was made out of steel, and the mattress is really shitty. It's all like steel frames, like from the Iraqi torture fucking auction. And it has a trip thing on it that resets it every 10 minutes. So as I'm tripping on this acid, I think it's just really peaking really heavy. But I'm like, fuck, this shit really sucks because this, like, feels like I'm getting electrocuted. And my girlfriend's like, I know, me too. She's like, I can barely move. And all of a sudden the thing would trip off. And I'd be like, oh, the acid's calming down now. But the next morning I realized, Jennifer, that I was electroshocking my fucking self the whole time I was on acid. And too fucking high on acid to know the difference. And it was my own fucking fault for doing it. How the fuck is it that I research something and then I make it become reality and I'm not even aware of it? Twice. That happened to me twice. Next time I did acid, somebody brought a lamp over and the same thing, it shorted out in the bed and I got electrocuted all night. I'm serious. I was just researching this shit. I didn't want to fucking make it a part of my life, right? So it's like you research something and then it becomes you? That's fucking weird. So now I'm really careful about what I Google search, right? You like start Google searching porn, all of a sudden people are making porn not telling you about it. It's like secret porn. That's what was going on over there. I'm like, hey Angelica, like, what's with all these Bluetooth signals? There's like 13 of them on the fucking thing. You don't see that in anybody else's house. All these weird IDs on them too. They're not even real fucking devices. She's like, I don't know what's going on here. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, can you go to the store and get my candy? They're those Jolly Rancher Misfits. You get like 7 bags of them here. I'm like, why so much? She goes, because they're merbears, she says. She'd be like, look at me. Merbears are my favorite. I'd be like, yeah, fine. She'd be like, merbears, eh? Do you like saying merbears? I'm like, no. She's like, I like saying it. Merbears. I'm like, yeah, I'll stop saying that. I'll go get them, okay? So I go get the fucking things. I come back. She's like, did you get the merbears? I'm like, stop saying merbears, okay? I don't need to hear that shit. She's like, what? You don't like merbears? I'm like, I'm starting to not like them. I'm thinking, right? So we eat all the fucking merbears. And then I'm like looking at these Bluetooth IDs the next day. I'm like, you know what I should do? I'll like copy and paste this thing. I take one of the IDs off of one of the Bluetooth devices under the 13 that are around the house that nobody knows about. I put it in the Google search engine and search it. Guess what comes up? Merbears porn site. There's a fucking merbears.com and it's all like live fucking porn cams. I'm like, geez, that's funny. Hey, wonder how much I'm liking Merbears today, Angelique. One of the IDs to your Bluetooth fucking speakers goes directly to a fucking, or whatever it is, camera, goes directly to a porn site. So are you operating 13 other fucking porn sites that these are connected to? And who the fuck's watching this shit? Because there's not a lot of weird porn going on here. Like fucking, what's really going on here is what I'd like to know. What a fucking weirdo she is. Always doing the weirdest shit. She always come over here and we'd have like a house party going on. And she's like, boom, kick the door in and attack somebody. And like 3 times you've been here, you've attacked somebody. One dude lost his eye, okay? She like punched him in the fucking eye, split his lens. And then I'm like taking him around to steal cats for a week. And he's like, doesn't have much of a criminal fucking record. And his like eye is like rotting out of his head. I'm like, it's just like a crusty fucking scab now. You don't even have an eye anymore. Like, why don't you go get it looked at? No, I think it'll be okay. I just got to put more bleach in it. I'm like, you don't even have an eye left, man. It's just like, it's gone. I have no idea how his eye even recovered at all. Like, it was gone. And then Angelique came back to do him another time. She's like, boom, comes in the door and wham, nails him, punches him out, fucking falls on the ground. She's like, yeah, you got what you had coming or something. And then she like leaves. But he's like, what's that girl's problem? Like, she probably has a crush on you. She's a Satanist, right? That's what I'm thinking, right? And she's like, no, I fucking hate him. So that means you like him a lot. Well, why don't you guys start going steady then? That's what I think you should do. I gave her supreme shit. I'm like, yeah. So I guess what Angelique, I said about you, having all this prior knowledge about shit that's going down around me, like, you knew who maced my house, eh? She's like, yeah, but you just told me that you knew who it was and that you were going to tell me at some point, but you never did. She's like, well, I know who it was. Too late, I told her. I said, someone else already told me. So that means you are officially in my bad books. Guess who's getting maced now? One of your fucking boyfriends. That's what's going to happen. Because somebody took time to make sure I wasn't in the house, Angelique. Who was that? That was you, wasn't it? No, I wouldn't do that. Well, I don't need you looking out for my best interests. At all. Anyways. Angelique's prayer.
Struggle with spiritual bypassing.
Oh, Angelique.
If you espouse, I crave more morality, then you win. If you espouse unconditional love, and then feel emotional resistance to someone. If you espouse the idea that the universe is benevolent and good, but then distrust others of the world at large. If you espouse loving kindness, then believe yourself. If there is any kind of split within you between the spiritual principle and the actuality of how you feel or act, then the order of the day is authenticity. We are not physical beings, simply waking up to a spiritual experience. We are also spiritual beings waking up to a physical experience. The physical experience is no more degraded than the spiritual experience. In fact, the spiritual experience and the physical experience are both spiritual experiences. Life is not clean, life is messy. Life contains both what is wanted and what is unwanted. You came here to sort through the contrast of your experience and go in the direction of what is wanted. You came here to transform your unresolved wounds. Spirituality is not an excuse to run away from physical life. The soul is not a justification to deny the human side of ourselves. Spiritual principles are not an excuse to avoid the unhealed aspects of your psyche and your pain. Spiritual principles are not meant to serve as a justification to support your defenses. In order to not spiritual...
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, reflecting on the Soviet Union's descent into totalitarian rule in the mid-20th century, and all the things that could have been done to prevent it, wrote the following. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, we hurried to submit. We submitted with pleasure. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. The 20th century clearly shows that totalitarianism is not a solution to any problem, but a social ill of the most horrific kind. More innocent men, women, and children were killed by the totalitarian regimes of the 20th century than by natural disasters, pandemics, or even the two world wars. If, therefore, we are unfortunate enough to be living in a world floating with the sickness of totalitarianism, what can we do to escape? In this video, relying on the insights of those who studied and lived under totalitarian rule, we are going to explore what is called the four-word escape from the control of the cruel and twisted minds of would-be totalitarians. To understand what this form of escape entails, we will contrast it with two other ways to escape from the hardships of living through an attempted totalitarian takeover, the backward escape and the physical escape. The backward escape entails dulling one's awareness of the reality and precariousness of one's situation through the use of drugs and alcohol, or by zoning out in front of screens for hours on end. The backward escape can provide short-term relief to feelings of anxiety, depression, and boredom, but the more one relies on such activities, the more one's mental health deteriorates. Furthermore, the backward escape does nothing to prevent the rise of totalitarianism, as it promotes docility, passivity, and apathy, all traits that make people more manipulable and controllable, or as Dr. Rose Mulo explained in his book on totalitarianism. The cult of passivity and so-called relaxation is one of the most dangerous developments of our times. Essentially, it represents a camouflage pattern, a double wish not to see the dangers and challenges of life and not...
is from still another planet, one we call Earth. One day, not so long ago, when no one was looking, Omicron and Nudnikron landed their tiny rocket ship on our planet Earth. They've been sent here from space on an important secret mission.
The first thing we have to do is find out where the Sputnik is. You see, Nudnikron, we know on Venus that these Earthlings are going to shoot this thing into the sky almost to space. If they do that, it will stay there and spin around and round.
This should be funny, since Omicron is only the size of a soda pop bottle, and the Nudnikron is shaped like a small orange egg.
That's where you are,
Earthling! Oh dear, the grass is
orange.
Oh, no.
Why,
no. It's a little orange egg.
Where is this
Sputnik? Sputnik, Sputnik, oh. I better get myself some new glasses. Oh.
Well, the Nudnikron was not seriously hurt, so they continued to search the Earth for the Sputnik. After looking high and low for days, they'd almost given up. Then, as they were flying low over cold, snowy mountains on the other side of our world...
Look down there! That's a rocket! Look down! It's a rocket! It's about to be started! Look! It's going to space! Down we go!
And down there! Omicron and the Nudnikron get pulled into the laboratory where the scientists were getting ready the last piece Go into the rocket.
Come on. Let's hide inside this round metal ball here. Yes, they'll tell you, Dial. We can watch them work through this little window and they won't see us.
Sputnik is ready.
Good, boss.
Close the door, and we will put it into the rocket.
All righty, boss.
You're not in. This is the footage.
And before they knew what had happened, they were hoisted into the air, dropped in the nose of the rocket, and on their way into outer space.